Much of the Taylor Highway remains closed due to flood damage. A vehicle is submerged in O'Brien Creek, but rescue workers have not yet been able to determine whether someone is in it. Storms dropped between 1 and 4 inches of rain across the eastern interior in recent days, causing the 40-mile river to crest at a record 94.5 feet at the Taylor Highway Bridge yesterday. Levels on the 40-mile and its tributaries are now falling, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the high water has left sections of the gravel road in ruins.
Flood damage has shut down travel on the Taylor Highway from milepost 67 at Chicken all the way to mile 160 at Eagle near the Canadian border. State Department of Transportation TOC District Manager Dennis Bishop surveyed the situation from the air.
There's several places where there's small slides where the banks undercut the road, or some of the material has fallen down on top of the road. There are places where the culverts were completely washed out and the rivers are now running through where the road used to be.
Bishop says the worst road damage is from Chicken to mile 90, where water is carved back and forth across the highway in several places, including cutting a 12 to 15 foot drop off at Walker Creek near mile 80. He says there are also washouts at numerous locations to the north, including at American Creek outside Eagle. He says the damage is keeping some people from getting out, but no one is in any apparent danger.
When I flew over, I would say there was anywhere from a dozen to 18 vehicles along the highway. Most of the people out there were either minors and they have a place to be, or they were travelers with motorhomes and campers.
Bishop says state troopers have flown in, conducted safety checks, and offered to ferry out stranded travelers, but it may take several days before the road reopens.
I do not see the road open for public travel for probably the rest of the week. We're trying to get some of the stranded motorists out, so we're just putting in a very rough one-lane road just to get some people out.
Bishop says the road should be ready for public travel, including transit by tour buses, by next week, but that completing repairs will likely take the rest of the summer. Susan Wyron, who runs tourism businesses at Chicken, says high water damaged the bridge over Chicken Creek Sunday.
It was kind of phenomenal, and I took a walk down because Holland America was unable to cross the bridge at that point. They had two coaches that were coming in and traffic was stopped there. So I walked over the bridge and talked to them, and we ended up walking the 85 people that were on those two coaches across the bridge and up to the business.
Wyron says DOT shored up the bridge and got the buses across late Sunday. Wyron says while the road damage is slowing business, a few tourists are still making day trips to Chicken from the TOC side, where the Taylor Highway is open. She says an endless train of dump trucks are hauling gravel by Chicken to fix the road damage to the north. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.